Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 11. The title of the chapter is Calculation of Time from the Atom, text number 19. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The duration of the Satya Millennium equals 4,800 years of the demigods. The duration of the Treta Millennium equals 3,600 years of the demigods. And the duration of the Dwapara Millennium equals 2,400 years. And that of the Kali Millennium is 1,200 years of the demigods. Translation responsively, please. The duration of the Satya Millennium equals 4,800 years of the demigods. The duration of the Treta Millennium equals 3,600 years of the demigods. The duration of the Dwapara Millennium equals 2,400 years. And that of the Kali Millennium is 1,200 years of the demigods. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As aforementioned, 1 year of the demigod is equal to 360 years of the human beings. The duration of the Satya Yuga is therefore 4,800 times 360 is 1,728,000 years. The duration of the Treta Yuga is 3,600 times 360, 1,296,000 years. The duration of the Dwapara Yuga is 2,400 times 360 or 864,000 years. And the last, the Kali Yuga, is 1,200 times 360 or 432,000 years. I'll just read the next sloka also. Text number 20. Sandhya Sandhyam Sayor Antar Yak Kala Sata Sankhyayo Tam Evahur Yugam Tajnana Yatra Dharmo Vidhiyate. Translation. The transitional periods before and after every millennium, which are few hundred years as aforementioned, are known as Yuga Sandhyas, or the conjunctions of the two millenniums. According to the expert astronomers, in those periods all kinds of religious activities are performed. So here in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing about the calculation of time and how the time is calculated, and also how the years, human years and demigod years, all these things are mentioned here. So in this sloka, specifically in the last few slokas, we have been discussing about the yuga cycle, how the yuga cycle works actually. So just it's interesting. Srila Prabhupada explains in Bhagavad Gita about, this is like a Lord Brahma is living 100 years. According to his calculation, Lord Brahma is living 100 years. And each day of Brahma, each day of Brahma consisting of 1,000 yuga cycles. It's a bit, we need a calculator actually. It's very difficult actually, very difficult to comprehend with our tiny brain how these things work. And so this is like first let us talk about one day of Brahma, because then we can extrapolate that to many days and what is happening. Each day of Brahma is divided into, each day of Brahma is called Kalpa. So each day of Brahma is called Kalpa. In the Shastra, each day of Brahma is called Kalpa. This is Kalpa. So the creation, so the one day of Brahma, this is like a 1,000 yuga cycles put together. Not 1,000 just cycles, that's yuga cycle put together. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. So this one cycle, similarly 1,000 cycles put together, that is only one day of Brahma. 12 hours of Brahma. And then there is a night, Brahma goes to sleep and this all these things. So this is like this, Brahma lives 30 days and like this 1 year and then like this 100 years. This is the Lord Brahma's duration. Looks very phenomenal, very, very big figure. Like Prabhupada says, is 314 trillion and so many billion. Actually, once you talk about trillion, you don't bother about billion actually, because after that, the billion is not counting at all actually. The trillion is there, that billion is nothing significant. So same way, that this is Lord Brahma's duration. Even that Lord Brahma one day has to pass away. So this is like Abhrahma Bhavana Loka Punaravartina Arjuna Mamupetu the Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. Lord Krishna gives all this information. Sometimes people may wonder, what is this supposed to do with me actually? Why should I know all these yuga cycles and how this Kali Yuga works and how Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga? So we have to understand who is Lord and who is this Lord's, what is Lord's position? Who is Lord Brahma? Who is Lord Shiva? And who is Lord Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, Agni? There are so many devata are there, and we are also there. We are also living entities. Sometimes we think we are the controller. We are the controller. We are the doer of everything. But our position is very, 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 very insignificant. Very insignificant. Lord Brahma's position is insignificant. What to talk of our position actually? Lord Brahma's position is very insignificant. And then what to talk of our, sometimes we get puffed up with whatever little half sloka, or two sloka, three sloka, we know everything, we understood everything, we understood the whole concept, whole cosmos is under our control, we think. But Lord Brahma thinks, that's why Lord Brahma in his humility, he says, I don't know anything actually. This is Lord Brahma's position in a very, he is very humbly attempting, I'm just, no, I don't know. So we can understand. But these things are very important for us actually. Like we have to, sometimes how these things are working, we need to know also. Because what are all the saying, each and every day of Brahma, 14 Manus appear. The Manvantara avatars. Lord has different incarnations are there. Sometimes Lord has the Purusha avatar, sometimes Lord has Leela avatar, sometimes Yuga avatar, sometimes Manvantara avatar, sometimes Shakti Avesha avatar. The Lord has different incarnations are there. So sometimes Lord appears in this type of incarnations, and this Lord performs different pastimes actually. So those things are all mentioned in the Shastra. So I just want to read a little bit from where Prabhupada says about Lord Brahma, and this is from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text number 17. Sahasra yuga paryantam aharyat brahmano vidu ratrim yuga sahasrantam teho ratra vidho jana. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together form the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is duration of his night. So this, whatever information is given here, Srimad Bhagavatam, similar information is given in Bhagavad Gita also. So purport Prabhupada says here, the duration of the material universe is limited. It is manifested in kalpa, cycles of kalpas. A kalpa is a day of Brahma. And one day of Brahma consists of 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas or ages, Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. The cycle of Satya is characterized by virtue, wisdom and religion, there being practically no ignorance and vice. And the yuga lasts 1,728,000 years. In the Treta Yuga, vice is introduced, and this yuga lasts 1,296,000 years. In the Dwapara Yuga, there is an even greater decline in the virtue and religion, vice increasing, and this yuga lasts 864,000 years. And finally, in Kali Yuga, the yuga we have been now experiencing over the past 5,000 years, there is an abundance of strife, ignorance, irreligion and vice, true virtue being practically non-existent. This yuga lasts 432,000 years. In the Kali Yuga, vice increases to such a point that the termination of the yuga of the Supreme Lord himself appears as the Kalki avatar, vanquishes the demon, saves his devotee and commences another Satya Yuga. These 4 yugas rotating 1,000 times comprising one day of Brahma, and the same comprise one night. Brahma lives 100 such years and then dies.
The 100 years by earth calculation equal to 311 trillion and 40 billion earth years. By this calculation, the life of Brahma seems fantastic and interminable. But from the viewpoint of eternity, it is a brief as a lightning flash. In the causal ocean, there are innumerable Brahmas rising and disappearing like bubbles in the Atlantic. Brahma and his creation are all part of the material universe, and therefore they are in constant flux. So here, the similar information is given where Srila Prabhupada explains about this, the position of Lord Brahma. The position of Lord Brahma, he is like a given this potency. The potency is given to Lord Brahma so that he can be the secondary creator. And then he conducts this the universal affairs actually. Lord Krishna doesn't personally do, it's not like a do it yourself. He comes and makes all these things. He doesn't have to make everything. So he just by his glance, like all these things set in motion. So Lord Brahma as a secondary creator, he is responsible for all this. And Brahma also doesn't do by himself actually. This is like Lord doesn't do by himself and Brahma also doesn't do. When Brahma comes, he makes all the Manasaputra. All the sages are coming, all the Prajapatis are coming, all the different personalities. So they are all coming, the Manus are coming. This is like a Manu, Manvantara avatar. So like we have heard so many times, like Swayambhuva Manu, Vaivaswata Manu, like this we have Chakshusha Manu. This is different Manus are there. So one day of Brahma, 14 Manus are there. So that means each and every Manu, they live for 71 Yuga cycles. Each Manu lives 71 Yuga cycles. So that 71 Yuga cycle itself is a big period. And then when the 71 Yuga cycle finishes, then again that Manu lives and then another Manu comes. So another Manu. Like this one day of Brahma. So this is like when the Manu changes, automatically the portfolio changes. Like when the government changes, the central government changes, automatically the portfolio changes. Indra changes, Chandra changes, Vayu changes, Varuna changes, Agni changes. Everybody is changing. So this is like exactly if you understand our universe, our country's administration, same way the universal administration. There is nothing too difficult to understand actually. Because Lord, it's like in this creation, like all this now we are now talking like now this one person, like one person is called Surya. So another person is Chandra. So they are all like positions actually. Even Lord Brahma is a position. Lord Brahma is a position. Somebody follows the Varnashrama Dharma 100 lifetimes without any, not 100 years, 100 lifetimes without any mistake, then he can become Brahma. But even you become Brahma, then you have to come Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. Then again you have to come back. So that is why it's Shastra says the intelligent person doesn't want to elevate himself to this higher planet, this planet, other Pundra Loka, Chandra Loka. No need actually. Because you go all the planets you go, then again you have to come back. Even Lord Brahma has to come back, then what to talk of us actually. But Prabhupada says, like Brahma being a confidential servitor of the Lord, because always meditating on the Lord, and the end of life, Brahma's lifetime, he goes back to God. After a tough job in the material world, then he goes back. It's not that Brahma has to, like, because that is the position, like all this. So we can understand how this, the whole Yuga cycle works. So Srila Prabhupada explains nicely in this. So we can like this Manvantaras are there. This Manvantara avatar. Manvantara, who is Manvantara? Manvantara avatar is also empowered incarnation of the Lord. Like a Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu is not an ordinary person. All the great personalities we see, like a Dhruva Maharaj, and all the great personalities, they are all coming in his lineage. All the, we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, all the few cantos, first few cantos we are reading, all the great personalities, they are all descendants from the Swayambhuva Manu. Kardama Muni, and also Devahuti, and also his Sankhya philosophy is given by the Kapila Dev. So they are all coming from the dynasty. All these great personalities appear. So this gives us an understanding how the whole thing works actually. So if we understand this, then we can understand Lord's position, Lord Brahma's position, and then Lord, we can then Prabhupada gives a glimpse of what is Lord Vishnu's position. Brahma Samhita also says very nicely, like where the Lord, what is Lord Vishnu's position in compared to Lord Brahma's position, where it is mentioned, this Prabhupada quotes this sloka often. I'll just read from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada refers this. I'll just read a little bit from the This is a reading from 4th canto, chapter 13, text number 49. Prabhupada says here, Sahasra Yuga, Prabhupada quotes the same sloka here. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyat Brahmano Viduhu Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam Teho Ratra Vitojana. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together is the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of his night. Brahma's one day consists of 1,000 cycles of the 4 yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. In that one day, there are 14 manvantaras, and out of these manvantaras, this Chakshusha manvantara is the 6th. The various manvantaras existing in one day of Lord Brahma are as follows: Swayambhuva, Sorochisa, Uttama, Tamasa, Raivata, Chakshusha, Vaivasata, Sarvani, Daksha Sarvani, Brahma Savarni, Dharma Savarni, Rudra Savarni, Deva Savarni, Indra Savarni. Thus, there are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. In a year, therefore, there are 5,040 Manus. Brahma has to live for 100 years. Consequently, the total of Manus appearing and disappearing during the life of one Brahma is 504,000. This is the calculation for one universe, and there are innumerable universes. All these Manus come and go simply by the breathing process of Mahavishnu, as stated in Brahma Samhita. Yasvaiva nishvasita kata malavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha Vishnur mahan saha ihayasya kala visesho govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. The word jagadandanatha means Lord Brahma. There are innumerable jagadandanatha Brahmas, and thus we can calculate the many Manus. The present age is under the control of Vaivaswata Manu. Each Manu lives 4,320,000 years multiplied by 71. The present Manu has already lived for 4,320,000 years multiplied by 28. So we are in the 28th Mahayuga. That is, we are living in the 28th Yuga cycle of this particular day of Brahma. The long durations, all these long spans are ultimately ended by the loss of material nature. The controversy of the Daksha Yajna took place in the Swayambhuva Manvantara period. As a result, Daksha was punished by Lord Shiva, but by the virtue of his prayers to Lord Shiva, he became eligible to regain his former opulence. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Daksha underwent severe penances up to the 5th Manvantara. Thus, the beginning of the 6th Manvantara, known as the Chakshusha Manvantara, Daksha regained his former opulence by the blessings of Lord Shiva. So this is like when Mahavishnu breathes in and breathes out. So at that time, all these universes are created. So we studied in Srimad Bhagavatam also, like the first Lord Krishna is there, and Lord Krishna's first expansion is Lord Balaram, and then from Balaram, who comes? Chaturvyuga, and then from first Chaturvyuga, then Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Sankarshan, Vasudeva. So that four personalities come, and then from first Chaturvyuga, then there is another Chaturvyuga, second Chaturvyuga, then from that Chaturvyuga again Vasudeva, Sankarshana, Aniruddha, Pradyumna. From that second Chaturvyuga, Sankarshan. From that Sankarshan, the three Purusha avatars come. Correct? Is it correct? From that second Sankarshan, then comes Karanodaga Sai Vishnu, Garbhodaga Sai Vishnu, Shirodaga Sai Vishnu. So then, where is Krishna? Krishna is there. And then from there, first Chaturvyuga, and then second Chaturvyuga, and then from second Chaturvyuga, Sankarshan. From that Sankarshan comes Karanodaga Sai Vishnu. Karanodaga Sai Vishnu lying down in the causal ocean. Karanodaya Sai Vishnu is also called Mahavishnu, because it's a synonymous. So when Mahavishnu lies in the Karana ocean, when Mahavishnu breathes out, all the universes are coming. And when Mahavishnu breathes in, all the universes all just get in the body of Mahavishnu. So now we can understand how great the Lord is and how small we are. And with the little bit of free will, we defy the position of the Lord. We say, no God, there is no controller. Like all these statements we make actually.
Because we don't know, because this is our position here and Lord's position is there. And that Lord has very kindly come here to accept our service. And then we are very reluctant actually. We are not interested in serving the Lord, and we are interested in serving, maybe at the maximum we'll live 100 years maximum. That's it. This Kali Yuga, that also not possible actually. Maybe 50, 40, 30, like that going down. And that, and here the personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, Chandra, all these great personalities who are living so many millions of years they are living, and then they are saying, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. They are Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, and we are worshipping all this Hitler, Napoleon, and this one. We are singing the glories of these personalities, and where we have to sing the glories of this personality. But we are singing the glories of another personality who is just fleeting. Like Brahma is going like a wave, like a, all the, when Mahavishnu breathes in and breathes out, the Brahma is coming and going. And then what to talk of all these chota mota, all these people from this world? Actually, this is nothing actually. So that is, but again, so that, but Krishna is very kind. Even he is such a great personality, still he can be conquered by just patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayaschati tadaham bhakti upakritam. Just by bhakti that person can be conquered. So Brahma says he is ajita. In one sloka he says he is ajita, he cannot be conquered. Normally he cannot be conquered, but the same personality can be conquered by just this process of bhakti, devotional service. He can conquer. So this is the, so it gives us a kind of impetus also. It gives us impetus like how we should take these things in our life actually. So we are, sometimes we are going to live 100 years, 50, 40 years, whatever we are going to live, we take it very seriously. But now, how much time we have to dedicate actually. Srimad Bhagavatam says every day by rising and setting, the sun is rising and setting, one day is taken from our life. We are going one day closer to Yamaraj actually. Every day. We don't realize sometimes. We think like, oh, that person has passed away, this person has passed away, so the medical facilities were not good, he passed away. Sometimes we hear all these things. But we think we are very protected, we are safe. No, we are not protected. We are also not safe actually. Anything can happen to us also. Anything can happen. So how much shelter we are taking? How much this is following the footsteps of all the great personalities, like all the Manus are there, all Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the different rishis. So then what should be our activity actually? Then if you think about that, we should not be doing any other activity except devotional service. That is the conclusion one should get actually. There is no other activity we should be doing, because otherwise all other activities is a useless waste of time. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Dharma Swanustita Pumsa Vishwaksena Katasuya Na Utpadayate Yati Radim Shrama Yevaihi Kevalam. Shrama Yevaihi Kevalam. All the activities, you work very hard and do all these things and no devotion. What is the use of this activity? That's Shrama Yevaihi. This is a useless labor one. But sometimes people get agitated. Oh, I'm working very hard, I'm making money, doing all this. But no, we're not talking about devotees, even small thing, just bowing down before the Lord, offering some flowers to the Lord. That activity is counted actually. But just doing only activity only for our own material sense gratification, that continues actually. That continues. That's not going to be any beneficial. Ultimately, it's not going to be beneficial. You may make money, you may make $1 million, but you're not going to enjoy all of that. Maybe some of your descendants will come and they will throw all the way away and you may not be able to enjoy. So you may work very hard and all these things. But so the ultimate benefit we can achieve by whatever the life we have been given. But we know, this is like in the Lord Krishna personally says, in the 28th Yuga cycle, in the day of Brahma, 28th Yuga cycle, Dwapara, end of Dwapara Yuga, Lord Krishna appears. So Krishna says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuktanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Krishna appears. Krishna appears in his very particular millennium, particular time he appears. So when he appears, why he appears? Yeah. Actually that is the whole idea. Krishna personally doesn't have to come here, doesn't have to do anything here. What Krishna has to, he is, because this is actually another thing I forgot. This is only one portion of the material world, only one portion only. This is 3/4 is already in the spiritual world, very happily engaged in the service of the Lord. This is only one, this is like a tripada vibhuti. This is only ekapada, just only one small portion only. Other people are there happy in the spiritual world. We have, this is like all this material creation, so many Brahmandas, so many Brahmas. We are all party to the only material world only. And spiritual world is separate. So that's why we have to... Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is asking all these questions. Finally, Krishna says, "This, what is the need of all this? Atava bahu naitena kim jnatena tava Arjuna vishtabhyeham idam krishnam ekamsena sito jagat." Ekamsa, this one amsa, and just pervade the whole cosmos. How much we understand, actually? It's very difficult. So, according to our capacity, whatever, like we understand Krishna only a little bit only. We are not able to understand Krishna fully. Even Lord Krishna. So that is why, so this Lord Krishna, he appears in the 28th millennium of this, in the Vaivaswata Manu, that is the period, end of Dwapara Yuga comes. And then after the Dwapara Yuga, the Kali Yuga comes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. So our good fortune is like we are just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just in our thing, only 500 years above. Before only. So that means we are very fortunate actually. We are, that is why it's like our fortune cannot be understood. Because just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, finished this, and in eternity, this 500 years is nothing actually. Yesterday only, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared yesterday. If you consider like eternity, yesterday. So we are very fortunate. We are like all contemporary. All these all acharyas, Goswamis, so they all appeared. So that means the connection is there. So we have to take advantage of it. Connection is always there, but we have to take advantage of it. Yes, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is like, he wants to, Krishna's mission is also same thing, as Mahatma Prabhu said, wants to take us all back home, back to Godhead. As a kind father, he does not want us to suffer here. He can, actually Krishna can take us, one second he can take all of us. But there also we'll go and we'll save the rebellious mentality. We don't know. That's the same dharna, rasta, roka, everything we'll do there only. No, that is not needed. Because that's why Krishna gives us the opportunity of the material world so that the rectification happens. So the heart, the rectification of the heart has to happen. That is why it is given here. So that here, so person comes to the understanding. Because the material world, sometimes the people say the material world, a lot of frustration. Yeah, material world is made in such a way to we get frustrated. If somebody doesn't get frustrated in the material world, then it's something wrong with that person. Because one has to get frustrated. Because actually this is what Lord Krishna is the creator. He says, Dukkalayam asaswatam. In this material, one should get frustrated. Not in the negative sense. Because if you are engaged in devotional service, there is no frustration. When you are engaged in devotional service, always, that's why Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj says, and he says, this place is a very, what is that sloka? The Kaivalyam Narakayate. Agasa Pushpayate Tridasapur. So he says, this world is no problem. What is the problem actually? Because for a devotee, there is no problem. Devotee always thinking about Krishna, always chanting the glories of the Lord, and there is no problem. For materialistic person, is full of problem actually. Problem after problem, problem after problem. But why these problems are given? And not only that, this is adi daivik, adi bodhik, adi atmik, all these things, all the kleshas are also given. Why? For a particular purpose, so that we have to vacate this place. But we are hell bent upon sitting here. We don't want to. No, I will here. I'll be here. I'll put this surgery, that surgery, this operation, that operation. We'll be sitting here. I want to hang around here. But Krishna says, no, don't hang around here. Come there. But that's why the whole cycle continues. Punarabhi jananam, punarabhi maranam, punarabhi janani, jatare sayanam. So this cycle continues. But if somebody takes shelter of Krishna, Vaja Govindam. So when they worship Krishna, then what happens? Then he breaks free from this cycle. Doesn't have to take birth again into this material world. Then he goes back home, back to Godhead. So that is the position Lord Krishna wants from all of us. He wants us to come back to the spiritual world. That is why he personally comes. He sends his representative and he gives his scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all these scriptures, all these things given so that we can understand what is our thing and what is our duty, and then how to re-establish our relationship. That is the only purpose. There is no other purpose for this material world. We may say so many things, I have to make this atom bomb, you have to make that one, you have to make this. No, that is not a purpose. That you have invented the purpose. The only purpose of the material world is how to, the rebellious mentality, whatever the rebellious mentality we have, that rebellious mentality has to be changed so that we can become like in harmony. We have to live in harmony with the Lord. That is why this is envious, because the whole problem is because we are envious of the Lord. That's why we came here. So the envy has to be transformed. How the envy can be transformed? The envy has to be transformed by glorification. That's what Sankirtan. Sankirtan means glorification. By glorification, because we are trying to envy the Lord. That's why we can, like, oh no, there you can't envy and sit there, but so you come here to this material world, and then you try to exercise your propensity of separately enjoying, and then how much you can enjoy. That's what we are trying to do. All of us are trying to do. But again, we kick here, kick there all the time, and we get beaten up here, and then we come to the conclusion, finally now I am understanding, or I am coming to understand, not understood fully, I am coming to understand that this place is not the right place. This is not this place, I am not should be, I should not be here. Then he starts the process of devotional service. That is what, so the Krishna is very, very merciful. Like as the different yugas, different people had different lifespan and different type of the Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga, all the virtue was there. In the other yugas, slowly the virtue, the quantity of virtue is like slowly coming down. So that is why the Kali Yuga, the process has been made very easy. So the rishis in the Naimisaranya, they were very much worried actually. What is going to happen? The Kali Yuga is starting and then people have to make God realization. It is very difficult actually. So they were worried, you know, like how, because people live only 100 years, less than 100 years, then how to, within the short span, how they make spiritual advancement. It is very difficult. So then the rishi said, the Kali Yuga, then the famous Srimad Bhagavatam sloka, the Kaler dosha nide rajan, astihi eka mahan gunaha, kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param vraje. So the Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, we all know. So many problems are there. But the one great quality in this Kali Yuga is kirtanat eva krishnasya, by just chanting the holy names of Lord Hari, Lord Krishna, by mukta sangha param. This is like you just go beyond liberation, you get pure Krishna bhakti. So that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving. It's not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not giving just liberation. He is beyond liberation, Krishna Bhakti. So that is the highest thing which we can get. So that is what we take advantage of this, the Kali Yuga, all these different, because we have to have the understanding of all these things also. Not that, I will worry about. But this by Vaishimad Bhagavatam mentions, like that we can understand our position. Our position, Lord Brahma's position, all the Devata's position, and then finally Lord Krishna's position, and how the whole creation happens, how the Manvantaras, how the Manus are coming and going, all these things can be understood. So that way we can make our life perfect. For us, it's an impetus actually. All these things, by learning this knowledge, understanding how this thing works, then we can do our devotional service in a much more regulated way. So that in the end we want to finish this business. Not want to hang around here and then see all the gory details of Kali Yuga, which is going to happen in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's all mentioned. Like in, as Kali Yuga is going to progress, so many things are going to happen. So do you want to hang around and see all these things? No, we don't want to hang around. We just want to finish this business. And not only we want to finish this, while we are finishing this business, we want to take other people around us also. That is Prahlad Maharaj's tactics. Prahlad Maharaj said, I don't want to come to Vaikuntha alone. I will come with all these people. All the Rakshasa friends also I will bring. Why they should suffer? They are all my friends. So like in the, we also have our family, our friends are there. So that is why we should have this Paropakara mood actually. Always, first we have to look after our Krishna consciousness and then the Paropakara. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Bharata Bhumite Manushi Janma Hoyla Ja Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paropakara. Janma Sartha Kari. You have to make our life perfect, because without that we can't give Paropakara. Then what kind of Paropakara? That's why other people are doing. Like only attending to the bodily needs only. But this Paropakara is like you make our life Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paropakara. Then you give this knowledge. That way you don't go alone to spiritual world. You take all of them, all their family. If you think somebody is very close to you, very dear to you, because that person you want to see there, not to hang around here actually. Because we want to give only that the fixed deposit, term deposit voucher only we want to give. That term deposit voucher will finish in no time actually. Depending on the capacity of the person, he will finish in 1 day, 1 year, 1 month, he can finish actually. But you give this knowledge, then that will take him back there. So that is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift for us. And then Prabhupada gave this, and Prabhupada came all the way to America, started this. And why? Because of the compassion actually. So that, because of compassion. Because if, for example, you have a nice medicine for one disease, like that you, what do? You go and lock that medicine in the cupboard and lock it. No, you want to give so that people get out of this disease actually. Same way, that's what Srila Prabhupada did. Srila Prabhupada had the medicine, aushadha. Aushadha is like this Harinam Sankirtan. So he gave all so that people can get relieved from this. So we also, this is like the thing, what we can do is like, we can't repay him, just at least we can attempt, like trying to give this knowledge to others. That way, we become very, very dear to Krishna. Krishna says in 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there is no person more dear to me than one who distributes this knowledge. So this is the glory of Bhagavad Gita, glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because, so by giving this, just giving this knowledge to others, you become in the, Krishna says, okay, now your seat is reserved already. See, by just giving this knowledge, your seat is reserved actually. This is, by doing this, we are doing a favor for ourselves. Sometimes we think, doing devotional service, I'm doing some favor to Radha Vallabha, I'm doing some favor to Jagan. No, we are doing favor for ourselves. Sometimes we think, devotional service, we are doing something. What can you do? Sahasra Lakshmis are doing, and what we can do actually. Lakshmi Sahasra Sadasambrava Sevya Manam. 1,000 Lakshmis cannot do, and are we going to go and do this? No, we can't do it. But we are trying to do some small, little bit of seva. But Krishna accepts that. Why? Because it is done with some bhakti, under the guidance of Prabhupada, under the guidance of Guru, that is being offered to the Lord. That is why Krishna accepts that. Not that because of, I am become such a big person, we don't have any qualification. By the mercy of Prabhupada, mercy of Guru, and because of that, these things are accepted. So we have to remember this and then try to give this to others also. That way they will be benefited, the family members will be benefited, our friends will be benefited, all the community will be benefited. So this is our biggest task for us. Actually, we'll stop here. If there are any questions or comments, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. You should tell answers, not questions. Yeah, see, this is like the Manvantara, this Manu is like in current Manu, what Vaivaswata Manu is our Manu. So this Manu is like, they are also empowered personalities. They are not like ordinary personalities. They are empowered by the Lord. Like almost like synonymous with Sakti Avaishavatars, almost like that. Powers are being given. So that is when they are always worried about the well-being of the citizens actually. They are the real well-wishers actually. Like Srila Prabhupada always says, you are ever well-wisher. So they are the real well-wisher. Because what they have this all these different programs. So all the sages, they meet together and then they make how the advancement can be made. So that is, they are also concerned actually. They are concerned. That is why they are also praying to the Lord. Because that is why the thing which has been so difficult, the attaining Krishna Prema or attaining this in the Satya Yuga, you have to do meditation. Or 100,000, like you live only 100,000 years and then you do meditation. Like Valmiki Muni, he performed meditation for 60,000 years and had Rama Darshan. So, Kriteya Dhyayato Vishnu. So, you have to meditate. And Tretayam Yajato Makai. In the Tretra Yuga, you have to perform opulent sacrifices and all the Homa Yajna. Not possible now. With no time. No ghee, nothing available. People are not ready to give any this thing. And then Dwapare Paricharyaya. In the Dwapara Yuga, big elaborate sacrifices, as elaborate temple worship, like Chappan Bhog in Jagannath Puri, only in Jagannath Puri. So, never it is not possible. But Kalodad Hari Gita, that is why the Mahanus, they are all like, they're making the process suitable for the Kali Yuga citizens. So that Kali Yuga, okay, at least you told Krishna's name, you bowed on here, then that is also. The benefit is given. Okay, at least you started doing this. So, if somebody asks in Kali Yuga, now you have to do this Ashwamedha Yajna, that fellow will faint there only. He will not even get up actually. So, the process has been made easy for him like this. Okay, you do this. This only, this is sufficient. You just change Krishna's name. Yeah, but that is, it doesn't mean that the potency has reduced. Sometimes people think, oh, this is what you are doing. Sometimes people ask, what is this? Why every day you are having, what are you? I'm just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Oh, this is what you are doing every day. They are thinking we are performing some tapas, some yoga, some, because this is even better than this.
Because what the tapas cannot do, what the Ashwamedha Yajna cannot do, what the big opulent worship cannot do, this will do. So the result is the same. Because of the Kali Yuga, our condition is very, very this thing. So the medicine has been given like this. So this is for, not that other things are not bad or anything. Other things will work, but not now. This Yuga it won't work. It will work in the other Yugas, it will work. So that way, all the Manus and all the Rishis, they are always praying to the Lord. Please deliver them. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vasudeva Datta, he prayed to the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please Lord, you deliver everyone. Whatever the sinful activity, put on my account actually. He wants to suffer and he wants to deliver everyone. That is the mood. Same mood also all the acharyas, all the great personalities like Manus and all the personalities, they want to deliver everyone. They don't mind staying here. They can handle that. But we can't handle that. So that is why we just, Vasudeva Datta is asking, please give all the account to me so that they can be delivered. So that is the understanding I'm thinking, Prabhu. So is there any, my Prabhu can clarify something? Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.